Pre-game coverage right here on Mix 101.7 KAYL, getting ready for boys basketball. And joining me, head coach of the Pocahontas Area Indian Boys Basketball Team, Coach Jeff Mefford. And first, Coach, talk us through your last stretch of games here. I mean, you've got back-to-back wins. Got to be feeling good in the locker room right about now.
Yeah, the boys, they've been waiting a while for a couple of those wins. I know they were a little disappointed after our Grettinger game. We led pretty much through that entire game, and then when we got into that fourth quarter, we gave up the lead. Still battled pretty hard, but with about, I think it was just a couple of seconds left, maybe like 3 seconds left, they got a pretty easy layup off on us, and that put them up two, and we just weren't able to get position on the court or get a shot up that worked well for us to give us a chance to win that game. So I know that one hurt a little bit, but getting over to Southeast Valley on Tuesday and getting that win picked up really helped, and the game against St. Mary's really helped us try to get a couple of things worked out, hopefully. So hopefully we'll be a little more well-prepared going into this game tonight.
Talk a little bit more about that GTRA game. You end up on the wrong side of it like you talked about, but that's still outside of, you know, the lead going away at the end. That's got to be a little bit of a confidence builder, I would think, playing toe-to-toe against GTRA like you guys did in the 69-67 game.
I think it took a little while for the boys to see it from a positive aspect. You know, when you lose that kind of game, when you're leading the whole way and then you let it slip away at the end, that can really get to you. It can be tough. Really, when we got our stats back too, the boys played really well. We were pretty efficient. One of the spots that really killed us was kind of our free throw percentage. I think looking back, we were at only like 20 or 33% from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. And when you're in games like that, we gotta finish out.
Chatting with head coach Jeff Mefford of Pocahontas Area Boys Basketball, and you look at your last time out against Storm Lake St. Mary's after the nice road win against Southeast Valley. Talk a little bit about those two games. I mean, that's got to be one of those where Southeast Valley's a close game, and then the Panthers being down a little bit this year, you kind of have a good feeling going into the game against them. Talk about those two, and then the play of Ethan Behrens as well. Seems like he's everywhere on the floor.
Yeah, like you said, Southeast Valley ended up a pretty close game. Our boys did a pretty good job of controlling most of that game. And then in the fourth quarter to start out, Southeast Valley got onto a really nice streak and was able to cut our lead down to about 8 or so points. We made a couple of changes at that point, and we had some other guys come on the court too. And they played hard, played with a lot of fire for the last 6.5 minutes or so. And they were able to seal that one out for us with some really good free throw shooting at the end, which was a positive sight to see after the way we kind of finished against Grettinger the night before. Like you said, they had a pretty positive mindset going into the Storm Lake game. We really had a couple of things that we wanted to work on. We wanted to make sure we were hitting our traps right, and we still kind of struggled with that a little bit. We hustled and ran the floor well. They did a good job scoring in transition, and those are all things that we got to be able to correlate over to other opponents. Ethan has been playing great. Like you said, he kind of seems like he's all over the place. He struggled a little bit in our St. Mary's game, really kind of struggled to get going, get that shot to fall right away, and he had less opportunities in that game. He didn't get quite as many minutes as he's used to, but in Grettinger in Southeast Valley, he fought really hard, got really good minutes out of us, played well enough so that I had refs coming up to me from both games really complimenting the way he played and how much of a force he was to try to stop. So hopefully we can continue to get that kind of production out of him, and then like we did against St. Mary's, get some of our other guys going on the shots and be able to compete really well here to finish out the season.
Once again, chatting with head coach Jeff Mefford of Pocahontas Area Boys Basketball. You now turn your attention to the game tonight against East Sac County. You guys played earlier in the season. Your team fell short at their place. What were some of the big takeaways after playing the Raiders the first time?
So after that game, that one, like you said, that was one that kind of got away from us. I didn't go back and look at it too much after that game. We kind of just flushed it, moved on, tried to get to the next spot. But now as we prepared to play them again, I went back and watched it. And really in our first quarter, we played them pretty well. I think that was like a 13-10 game. One of the things I've kind of been trying to get on the guys about yesterday in practice was to start that second quarter. They came out, knocked down a three. We came down the court, took about 5 seconds off the shot clock, tried to match it, missed. They came down, hit another one. So we went from a three-point deficit to a 9-point deficit in about 20 seconds. And we just really, really tried to hit on. We don't have to answer everything immediately after. Just keep trying to stay consistent, stay aggressive, kind of be a pest on defense, and just really work hard. They're a good team, and that's what you have to do. You got to be willing to outwork them to win games like this.
All right, sounds good, Coach. Thank you so much for the time, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
And that was head coach Jeff Mefford of Pocahontas Area Boys Basketball. It's pregame coverage right here on Mix 101.7.